talking today with OCA's Michael Kelsey. You guys actually have a convention coming up.
We do. We are so excited about our convention. We are really working hard every year to improve it, to make it better. We want to make it the one-stop shop, if you will, for cattle producers across the state of Oklahoma. If you can only choose one event to go to, then we want to make this one the one to go to. There's policy, there's networking, there's education, there's trade show. There's an opportunity just to socialize with fellow cattlemen and women. And so it just makes a lot of sense for this. We're working really hard. We've got some great sponsorship. The trade show will be full. There's going to be some youth opportunities. The junior cattlemen will be meeting. Of course, the cattlewomen will be meeting also. A lot of different opportunities from an educational standpoint. Just really, really excited. We're probably most excited about the sense that we're right in the middle of the primary and the runoff. And so we're going to extend an invitation to the two Senate candidates, the Republican candidates who make the runoff for the unexpired seat of Mr. Inhofe. And so whoever those two people are, of course there's a field of what, 13 or so of them now, it's a big field right now, but whoever they two, we want them to come and have a forum, not a debate, but a forum, and introduce them to our members. But we're also going to just open that up to agriculture and invite our friends from Farm Bureau and AFR and et cetera, all the barnyard, to come in and just say, hey, let's meet the two candidates in a forum setting. We're real excited about that, and that'll be kind of one of the linchpins of the whole convention, but there'll be a lot of other opportunities as well. We're really excited about it.
So now, what are the dates of convention, and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, so it's that third weekend in July, so that'd be like the 22nd and 23rd of July, that Friday and Saturday. Registration's open. You can go to our website. You can get registered. The hotel, our registration's open as well. That's the easiest way to get that done. We do encourage pre-registration. More than anything, it just helps us know how many plates to prepare for food. I mean, we like to eat, and it just helps us with pre-registration. Plus, you get a little bit of a cost break when you do that as well, because it helps us in terms of preparing for food and so forth. So it's open right now on the website. You can go get that done today.
Now, I know NCBA recently had a listening session kind of about the farm bill. So what were some of your takeaways on that?
Yeah, that was really good. NCBA, all their regional farm bill listening sessions. So we're Region 4, so Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. The things that we talked about were things such as the current farm bill programs that are disaster aid, as well as some of the farm programs that are available to us, crop insurance, forage insurance, some of those types of things that are available to us, and how we can improve them. And so there's a big discussion, but things like how do we make the weather data more accurate on a grid by grid basis? I'm not smart enough, quite frankly, to figure that exactly out. I'm thankful there's people a whole lot smarter than me on that. But that's important because we've seen both ways where folks have qualified for payment where they actually maybe shouldn't have, but more importantly, where they qualified for payment but they didn't because maybe the rainfall monitor had a little bit of a rain. We all know in Oklahoma that line of rain can be right here
across the street
and I get 2 inches and you don't get squat,
right?
You know, so how do we make that system more accurate? That was an excellent discussion. We also talked about the EQIP program and how we make it more broad, as well as some of the other conservation type programs, whether it's CRP and CSP and some of those types of things. Really good to start that process right now. Obviously the election will really determine who's in the chairman's seat, both House and Senate, and that's going to shape it. But it's important for us to get out in front and start talking about those programs in the Farm Bill that are important to us as cattle producers.
Absolutely. Just about time, we're thinking even further along. We got the Ranch Rodeo coming up too.
Summer is a busy time for us in the cattle industry. We're excited. We released the teams here about a couple of weeks ago. We're excited about our Ranch Rodeo. It continues to be our marquee event for the legacy of ranching in the state of Oklahoma. We've got a couple of three new teams that are coming in. We've got the good old tried and true teams, you know, that have been there for a long time, long, long time. And that just shows the legacy of this event. Plus, the philanthropic opportunity for us with the Children's Hospital Foundation is just that. I tell you what, Casey, that just gets better and better and better every year. For us to have an opportunity to support such a great strategy here in the state of Oklahoma. I've often said, if you've never been to that Children's Hospital, you need to go, because it's one of those, we're so thankful we have it, we pray we never have to use it. But if we do, it's here, it's so, so fantastic, and it's just an honor for us to be able to connect with them and support them.
Absolutely, and that's coming up on August the 19th, I believe.
Yeah, thank you. That third weekend, it seems like we go third weekend, here we go. That third weekend in August, we'll do that. But the ticket sales will be up pretty quick, okay. And so it's not quite open yet, but ticket sales will be up pretty quick, and folks can jump in and get it. It's a great family event to get away for the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Awesome event.
All right, always good to visit with you.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate you.